AP News, and Ben Thomas. President Trump revived false claims about fraud in the 2020 election in his address to the nation last night. It Donahue reports today Homeland Security Secretary Mark Quinn Mullen issued a warning ahead of November's midterms.
If you are an illegal or you're voting illegally, we will hunt you down, we will find you, and we will prosecute you.
In a White House briefing, Mullen also threatened fines, even prison time, for state election officials who refused to hand over sensitive voter data.
We will make sure that we make those states a priority to look at who voted in their states and hold then the election officials accountable.
Mullen's comments come as a federal judge blocked the use of DHS's updated system, citing voter privacy and the fact it can result in the wrongful purging of eligible voters. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In Texas, first responders spent another day rescuing people trapped by high waters. More heavy rain has widened the danger. Flooding's killed at least two people. And millions in the Great Lakes, Northeast, and Mid-Atlantic are puffing through another day of smoky skies. Wildfires in Minnesota and Canada are the source. Air quality warnings expected to remain in effect at least through Saturday. And Haya Pajwani reports.
Federal health officials have identified lettuce from Mexico served by Taco Bell locations across five U.S. states as a source of the widespread outbreak of the diarrhea-causing parasite Cyclospora. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed the source and warned consumers not to eat shredded iceberg lettuce from Taco Bell restaurants in Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and West Virginia. Officials have identified a single supplier of the lettuce. The federal warnings to consumers didn't identify the company, but a federal official who was briefed on the investigation and not authorized to discuss it told the AP it was Taylor Farms in Salinas, California. I'm Haya Pinchwani.
This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
A sell-off for AI winners got worse and pulled stock markets lower worldwide. The S&P 500 fell 1% Friday. The index closed out its first losing week in the last three and only its third since March. The Dow lost 406 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 1.4%. NVIDIA was the heaviest weight on the market and fell 2.2%. The worries about whether AI stocks have shot too high dragged down Asian markets even more sharply. Oil prices jumped again on worries about the war with Iran. The yield on the 10-year Treasury eased to 4.55%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Brent crude settled above $88 per barrel, and it's roughly $76 a week ago. While U.S. gasoline prices pushed back toward the $4 mark, AAA puts the national average above $3.98 per gallon. More news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.